were 5 teams and multiple scrimmages at the same time, but there were levels to the 10 fields scrimmages. The first 2 fields were the best. Dan was on the first field. He knew he had to succeed to shine bright in the race to get the first team. It was not going to be easy. On the field, he saw a lot of people on the first team last year, except 2 other people besides him who also did well in the scrimmages. The scrimmages are around about 20 minutes, and when Dan heard the whistle, he was ready to go play at the central attacking midfield position. Although it was a little out of his comfort zone, he could not complain. The game had already passed 5 minutes, and the blue team Dan was on was winning from his goal against the red team. Then the next 5 minutes had passed. Dan was getting a bit tired as well as the other players. The score was 2-2. Dan with 2 goals and 5 minutes had passed. And the time now was 15 minutes, and it was 3-3. Dan had an assist to one of his friends who was playing at the strike position. Last 5 minutes of the game, the score was 4-3 for red team. Dan was not ready to give up as he passed the ball to his teammate and scored in 30 seconds. Dan knew he had to end the game, so he stole the ball from the opposition, dribbled down the field, and scored, making it 5-4. Dan had a hat trick and 2 assists, which surely would put him on the first team. Since this is very good to get the hat trick and 2 assists from the same scrimmage for the goals. The next day, Dan woke up and looked at his phone. So excited he knew that his hard work would finally pay. Later that night, all of his friends threw a party for Dan, recognizing all of his hard work. Dan would later on lead the first team to win their division and win their divisional trophy. Dan had finally felt like he had achieved his goals and he'd never stopped training. Maybe someday he'd go